From Spark and Anvil and Geometry Forge, this is Apprentice Sides, in Chapter 1 of the Geometry Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Apprentice Sides was apprenticed at age 12. This was, in the kingdom, the usual age. Children of 12 were considered old enough to follow a craftsperson around, carry their tools, observe their work, and gradually pick up the trade by what was called long imitation. Apprenticeships lasted 7 years. By 19, you were a journeyman. By 25, if you were good, you were a master in your own right. Apprentice Sides, whose given name was Bryn, though almost nobody remembers this, including Bryn herself most days, was apprenticed to a surveyor named Old Hardridge. Old Hardridge was, by all accounts, a strange surveyor. He worked alone. He took apprentices reluctantly. He measured fields the way other surveyors did, but he refused, adamantly refused, to measure one thing.
Heights. This had a specific meaning in the surveying trade. A field, when you measure it, has a length and a width along its boundaries. These are sides. And, if the field is a triangle, the area is usually computed by taking one side as the base and dropping a perpendicular from the opposite vertex to find the height. You then multiply base times height divided by 2. This is the standard method. Every surveyor learns it.
Old Hardridge refused. "Heights are a lie," he used to tell Bryn in his gravelly voice the first 100 times she asked him why. "The sides are what you can stand on. The sides are what you can walk along. The sides are real. The height is what you have to calculate by dropping an imaginary line through the air. The air does not hold a measurement. The sides do."
Bryn was 12. She did not, at first, understand. She thought Old Hardridge was being grumpy. He was being grumpy, but that was not the only thing he was being. What she eventually understood, over the course of the apprenticeship, and especially during the third year, when Old Hardridge let her start measuring small triangular gardens herself, was that Old Hardridge had a method most surveyors had forgotten, a method that worked from the three side lengths alone and gave the area of the triangle without needing the height.
Old Hardridge called the method the three sides trick. He taught it to Bryn the way he taught everything, slowly, repeatedly, in his gravelly voice, with a chalk slate and a small clay model of a triangle. The trick went: take the three sides, call them A, B, C, add them together and divide by 2. That is S, the half perimeter. Then the area is the square root of S, times S minus A, times S minus B, times S minus C. Always, every triangle, no height needed. Bryn was 15 when she finally believed him. She measured a triangular field she could see was about 30 paces on the longest side, used the trick, got an area. Then, out of stubbornness, she measured the same field the standard way, dropping a perpendicular, finding a height of about 12 paces, multiplying base times height divided by 2. The two answers agreed. Exactly. She did it again. Different field. Different shape. The two methods agreed. She did it a third time. And a fourth. And a fifth. The two methods always agreed.
When she was 16, she asked Old Hardridge how the trick could possibly work. How could just the sides give you the area without ever needing to know the height? Old Hardridge said, "The sides know where the height is. The sides hold the height. You only think you need to drop the line. The sides are already telling you." Bryn did not understand him at the time. She understood him much later, when she had been a journeyman for several years and had derived the formula for herself algebraically. It turns out that the half perimeter formula and the standard formula are the same formula written differently. The half perimeter version just hides the height inside the algebra. But by then, Old Hardridge had retired and was sitting on his porch in the village. And when Bryn went to visit him and told him she had finally understood, he just nodded and said, "I told you."
She kept his slate. It is the same slate she uses today in her classroom when she teaches children the three sides trick. It is scratched and chipped and stained with chalk. It is the slate she learned on. Bryn is now 31. She has been teaching for 6 years. She is still called apprentice, even by the academy master, even by her students. This is because, she says, she is still learning. Old Hardridge taught her one trick. She has spent 10 years finding more triangles to use it on. There are, she says, more triangles than she will ever measure. When children arrive in her classroom for the first time, she hands them a small slate and a piece of chalk. She draws a triangle on the board. She labels the three sides, A, B, C. She says, compute S. Then take the square root of S times S minus A times S minus B times S minus C. That is the area. Try it. I will not tell you the height. You do not need it.
The children always protest. They say they need the height. They have been taught they need the height. Apprentice Sides smiles. She says, Old Hardridge taught me the same protest. I made it for 3 years. Then I tried the trick. The trick was right. The protest was wrong. The children try the trick. They check their answer against the textbook formula. The two agree. Apprentice Sides, who has chalk stains on her apron and quill feathers behind her spine tufts, she is a hedgehog child. The spine tufts are charming. Leans back against her desk. She says, the sides know where the height is. The sides hold the height. You do not need to drop the line. The sides are already telling you. She adds after a moment, Old Hardridge would be very pleased that you tried it. And the children, who came in sure they needed the height and found out they did not, sit a little taller. There is a warm, surprised feeling in the room, the kind you get when something you were afraid of turns out to be simpler than you thought. Apprentice Sides knows that feeling well. It is the one she has been chasing since she was 15.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Apprentice Sides. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.